It's two Fridays before Christmas, and the barroom of Little Harpeth Brewing takes on the feel of an old English pub as laughing, ugly sweater-clad partygoers mingle and enjoy up-close performances with opera singers. You heard that right. It's the third performance of Nashville's chapter of Opera on Tap, a national nonprofit organization that aims to provide an outlet for young performers and expose new audiences to opera music in non-traditional settings. Opera on Tap got started in Music City earlier this year by Lindsay Cunningham, Aaron Ridge, and Charlotte Ulrich, three graduates from Vanderbilt's Blair School of Music who call themselves the chapter's co-managing divas. Ulrich says that it's a great way for local opera singers to practice their art regularly.
And when I graduated, I ended up not working in opera, but I wanted it to still be part of my life. And it was a little bit hard to find regular performing opportunities for opera. So when Lindsay reached out about this, it just seemed like the perfect fit for what I wanted to do. It's low commitment, and it's just really fun and something unique and different.
The singers' performances are fun and theatrical, with crowd-pleasing songs that are often comical or risque. According to Ridge, the art form is being very well received by bar hoppers in Nashville.
We were blown away by the amount of people that came to our first show, which was actually at the same location. And we had about 100 people there, and they were a lot of friends of our singers. There were some people from Vanderbilt, some people from, just everywhere, and they loved it, and everyone could not stop talking about how it was so new, and they never would have thought that they could just go watch opera, not for a $50 ticket and wear a suit or whatever. So they just loved how casual it was. They loved how accessible it was. We got to interact with them and kind of sing in the midst of the audience, and they thought that was amazing, because when else do you have an opera singer singing this close to your face?
Enjoying live opera with brewskis is an odd concept for the modern crowd, but it's actually a bit of a throwback to the olden days, according to patron Gabrielle Lewis.
Back in the day, like when they would have opera, people would go into the opera boxes and they would eat and they would drink and they would do an array of unseemly things. And the main focus was not, completely on the music. It was more about, having a great evening and just being out. So I think it's really cool that in 2016 we're able to kind of tie back into the way opera actually really used to be back in the day.
Opera on Tap plans to continue hosting its monthly show at local bars, adding a particularly unique genre to the ever-growing diversity of Music City. For WMOT Music News, I'm Rhiannon Gilbert.